Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Friday, and that means Jeff Pitts joins us, and by the magic of radio, this is the vacation edition of the Business News Hour and stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. I'm in Anna Maria Island off the Gulf Coast of Florida, and Jeff Pitts is stuck in Des Moines. I should have brought you with me, man.
You should. You know. Yeah, I thought maybe I could take up residence in your suitcase or something.
Right. Well, you know, and as I said to you before we got on the air, TSA would have found you because they went through my bags at least twice, thinking I'm a terrorist or something with all this radio gear. You know, they go, oh, enemy of the people. Okay. That's, yeah.
enemy number one.
Enemy, public enemy number one, of course.
Public enemy number one. You're bad seed.
All right, man. So stuff going on in the Des Moines Metro this weekend and next week. What you got, Mr. Jeff Pitts, managing editor of City View Magazine?
If it's Memorial Day weekend, it's celebration.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Western Gateway Park celebration starts 11 a.m. on Friday. Runs till 10. So 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday.
So what is this?
Why? The celebration.
Okay.
Celebration.
Celebration.
Celebration. Okay, why pay that? For airfare when you can travel to Asia for free? Oh, celebration.
I got it. Okay, the Asian festival. Okay, I'm sorry. I've been on island time now for several days. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, celebration. Got it.
I need to enunciate a little bit better.
Oh, no, I just...
Delight all five of your senses. Enjoy authentic Asian food, educational activities, and bounce around the live cultural entertainment.
Nice, nice. It is a great adventure. Yeah, so please go to Celebration. Lots of cool food and people. And, yeah, I would imagine the...
Lots of people, fun atmosphere.
Yeah, I would imagine the Asian Latino Coalition will be there in force. So say hi for us. Anyway, yeah, cool deal.
Yeah, be a good time. Tonight, the Menace play at Drake Stadium. Take on WSA Winnipeg. You a soccer fan, Michael?
No. That's, I've been to a couple of soccer matches, and I now understand why they riot.
Because, why is that?
Because nobody scores for like ever. They're running up and down, up and down, up and down. Finally, somebody scores, then they riot. And, yeah, and I know this is not a very popular belief because soccer is really a very, very popular sport because it doesn't cost a lot of money to get into, to do. And I appreciate that, but I no.
It's kind of, not your forte.
Well, I like curling.
Curling?
During the Winter Olympics, yeah. It's kind of like, soccer.
How's the curling in Florida?
No, I saw a lot of bocce ball going on. It was just kind of like curling on sand, sort of.
They're playing bocce on sand, huh?
Oh, yeah, bocce ball on the sand. I saw it today.
That would be a good thing.
It would? All right, so we've got soccer tonight.
Soccer. Also tonight, we've got the Iowa Barnstormers taking on the Bismarck Bucks. Barnstormers are rolling. Unbeaten and looking to repeat as league champs.
Bismarck.
Wells Fargo Arena.
Bismarck Bucks, please.
Bismarck Bucks.
Please, please, please.
You got some against the Bucks?
Well, no. They stole the name from the hockey team in Urbandale, clearly. and then they come down here all Bismarck Bucky, Now
this is the Bucks BUCKS.
Oh.
Like
deer like, bucks.
Stag.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine.
So, yeah.
We hate them anyway. We hate you, Bucks.
Yeah,
not those Bucks, but those Bucks.
Nightfall on the River.
Hey, I think I know who's doing this. Let me just guess. Is it the Nadas? Or am I wrong? Was that last week?
That's not what I have written on the sheet.
Oh, see, okay. Well,
they might have been maybe they open or something, but this is the Arch Allies, a 1980s rock tribute band.
The Arch Allies.
That's right.
1980s. Very nice. Okay.
I wonder why they called the Arch Allies.
I don't know. Where do
Doors at 7 show starts at 8. Brett and Skeen. What's cool. that?
Yeah, sometimes I just don't know where people get these names at, you know? It's confusing to
If
me.
You had a band, what would you name it?
Well, I had a band. And
was the name?
We were the Uncalled For.
Uncalled For.
We were the Uncalled For. And that the problem with the band was then we added a fifth member. So, yeah, it was just, yeah, screwed everything up.
Too many.
Yeah. Uncalled For plus one.
How long did the band last?
A long time. We played together a long time. Everybody else was doing, like, cover music in the 60s and 70s, and we went a whole different route, and we did jazz and blues. And, so it was kind of cool. We played in lots and lots and lots of clubs in the Detroit area where we should not have been at our tender young ages. But they had the green and we had the music. And, yeah, so we made a deal.
You keep in touch with any of those guys?
You know, I have. One of our keyboard player, his name was John McMartin. John is a jeweler in Milford, Michigan. Took over his father's jewelry store, and we connected several years ago. He was a great, 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 great keyboard player. But we used to haul around this Hammond B3 with a big old Leslie on it, you know? And, so that was like always a trucking adventure wherever we went. Meanwhile, the guy with the saxophone would just carry his horn in. You know? Yeah, I was with the drums, and I had all that. Yeah, it was just, anyway. So Nightfall on the River.
Nightfall on the River. And also, speaking of music.
Yes.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Okay. Are they coming to town?
You ever play that song?
No. It was not in our repertoire, as they say.
Boone, Iowa this weekend is having a festival, and somehow they attracted Grand Funk Railroad and Blue Oyster Cult.
Well, you know why the railroad's there.
Why?
Because the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. Yeah, sure. It's a match, man. Grand Funk Railroad at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. It's perfect.
You're right. That's an easy sell.
Ding, ding, ding.
So that should be neat.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That should be neat.
Grand Funk is
I'd
cool.
I'd like to get up there, but I'm not going to make it. Also this weekend, We Will Brunch You.
We will brunch you.
Des Moines loves brunch. That's why the Ultimate Brunch Festival has been assembled to celebrate some of the best brunch businesses in the game in the city. Top restaurants will be at the Brent Feeding Plaza starting at 10 a.m. Saturday.
Ah, wow.
For brunch.
This is Saturday, so this is after they clean up from Nightfall on the River.
That's right.
Somebody
have to turn that around.
Yeah, maybe they should just leave all the trash there, and then anybody that comes to the brunch, they pick up the trash, they get in free.
You ever clean up something like that? You ever?
Yes. I was on the Webster County, Iowa Fair Board, and so I have cleaned up stuff.
Up Bucks Arena once after.
That's nasty. Of course, I was cleaning up after tractor pulls. They'd start at like 7 o'clock in the morning and they'd wrap up about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. It was just insane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just insane. And people did real silly after dark.
Oh yeah. Oh sure.
Tractor pulls. All right, so we've got that going on. That should be fun.
We got that going on. We also have historic baseball at Living History Farm.
That's where they wear those wool uniforms.
I don't know if you can tell. I guess maybe it's not going to be that hot this weekend, towards the middle of the summer, it's got to be miserable.
Yeah, you chase.
But yeah,
easily.
They also play. They play old school rules, so a lot of people don't know this, but the rules we know baseball by haven't always been the rules.
Right.
It was a gentleman's game. He used to try, and the batter could kind of ask for where he wanted to pitch.
Yes.
And anyway, there were several different sets of rules.
Oh, yeah. And that other rule that they had, you know, if he didn't get the pitch on the third pitch, and if he didn't get it in the right place, he was allowed to walk up to the pitcher and smack him upside the head.
That's
rule.
That's still in effect.
Oh, is it? Okay. I like it.
So that's going on in living history. Also, the farmer's market's going on this weekend downtown, which should be like the farmer's market on steroids this Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be full to the brim. So, also, this is kind of a lesser known Monster Mayhem this Saturday from 10 to 5, admission free. This is at Mayhem Collectibles in Clive on University Boulevard.
I know exactly
Monster
where it is.
Mayhem. Okay.
What do they do there?
Local monster artists are displaying their creature creations at the comic store.
Nice.
Creature, yeah. Local monster artists. You know any of those?
No. Although my granddaughter kind of could work in there a little bit. She
really?
Yeah, she's kind of an artiste. But I don't know really any master monster artists. No.
Well,
but
here's a chance.
If I was in town, I would be there because it's just outside of the village of Windsor Heights. Don't speed, but it's just outside of the village of Windsor Heights. So you can go by.
Watch your speed,
Bubba.
Principal Charity Classic starts Tuesday.
Four
award-winning PGA Tour Champions event returns to the city's south side at Wakanda Club.
Nice.
They raised $4.3 million last year.
Wow. That's a lot
of
money.
That's something.
Where does that money go, do you know?
It goes to the, it's a kid's charity. I'm not sure. It's the, I don't know which charity it is, but it's I'm drawing a blank.
That's all right. Kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
Is it Variety Club? Maybe? No? I don't know. Whatever.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah. So it's kids and it's charity and it's golf and it's out there on
Wakanda.
Yeah.
Southside.
Great place.
Yep.
All right.
Des Moines Big Band season finale at Noche Wednesday night starts at 7.
Boom, boom. That.
You going to step on stage and dust off the horn?
Well, I don't play horn. It's drums, you know. Oh, by the way.
Oh, your drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was at a music store down here in Sarasota just the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was at Sam Ash's. It's Sam Ash.
Okay.
And what a place, you know. I met Bryce, who's like one of the managers there, and I was looking at a set of drums. Now, get this. They now have, and I have not seen these before, but they have what are called quiet cymbals. And the cymbals have like all these holes in them. So when you hit the cymbal, bang, just as hard as you can, it doesn't make this huge crashing sound. And they also, all the drum heads, they have quiet drum heads. And so the whole thing is you can buy a really cool set of drums and then play in some of these smaller venues, you know, a trio.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't, like, knock everybody out of the park. It's really cool. Sam Ash, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Do they have an air guitar?
They did have an air guitar, as a matter of fact. Do you know I know an air guitar champion?
No.
Yeah.
Did they have a, where was the contest?
It was, I'd have to ask. I think it was in New York.
Yeah.
I think it was in New York.
They had, though.
Oh, yeah. He's like a champion air guitarist, and he lives in the Des Moines metro. I'm not kidding. This guy's amazing. I mean, we should
what
have
him play
air guitar. Come on.
What song?
I don't know. Some of that long-haired, freaky people stuff. But, but he's pretty good. Hold on just a second. Let me see. Hey, Georgie? I'm calling my able-bodied assistant to see whether or not she has any idea. We're in the lap of luxury here in what's the air guitar guy's name? Andrew Finn, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Finn, the Flying Finn.
Andrew Finn.
Yes, the Flying Finn, they call him, and he is an air guitar champion. Where is those national things at? Do you remember? In England. Oh, Finland. Finland? They had an international competition in Finland.
Finland is well known for their
air guitaring, yeah.
Pretend musical skills.
Number three in the world? So he's number like three in the world. So there you go, see? And right in the Des Moines Metro. We'll have to have him, the Flying Finn, in Finland. We'll have to have him.
Wow. All right, rounding off the week, we got Valley Junction Farmers Market Thursday night.
Yeah.
And another Menace game at Drake Stadium.
There you go. Soccer for everybody. Don't forget to riot.
Don't forget to riot.
That's right.
You know what's good for you.
Tear down
Doesn't
those
quite
nets.
Like the feeling of inciting a riot.
There you
that
go.
Was once told.
I love it. Oh, yeah, I love it. I am, as you know, as we started out, I'll be checked. My baggage will be checked again by TSA as I come home because I am, as we all know, an enemy of the people. So, all right. Thank you, Jeff.
Your tagline.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Enemy of the people.
When are you coming back?
I don't know. Just whenever.
Whenever you feel like it. You are coming back, aren't you?
Thank God, yes. Because I've got stuff to do. On Tuesday of next week, we go back out to lunch with our Out to Lunch series. And Brad Anderson, who is the head guy for Iowa's AARP, is going to be our guest. And we will be, that'll be fun. It'll be a Trostel's dish. And so if we see you out there about 11:30 and you see lights, camera, action, that's what we're doing. We're talking with Brad Anderson. So just a little tease as to what's coming up.
That'll be a good one.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jeff Pitts, for letting me bother you through
bet.
The magic of radio. You're in Des Moines. I'm in paradise. And I really appreciate the time, my friend. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Thanks, Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do because, hey, he is City View. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, that about wraps up this week. For our production coordinator, who's Chap Ramsey, Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend, his name, James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. And we're going to have an interview with him next week, and he is a fabulous musician. And not just because he did our stuff, but he is amazing. Not the kind of stuff, Jeff, that you would dance to or anything like that. This is cinematic stuff that would go with movies. Oh, yeah, he's amazing. Just amazing. So I'll have to clue you in. You should do a feature on this guy. This guy is amazing. He really is. I'm telling you.
I might
do totally,
that.
Totally different. Totally different. So, all right. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, remember what Memorial Day is all about. And be good to your fellow man. Take care.